I'm trying to think what it was. And anyway, let me stop right now.
Okay.
That's as far as I can go right now, because the rest starts to get interesting. And I have to really think about it, what happened.
Okay.
That was interesting. Let's hear a playback.
You want to hear a playback?
See if I missed something. Oh, they were vicious times. Everybody's father was out at work. Where the hell he got money to buy food, I'll never know.
What did your family, was it tough?
Well, my dad was fortunate enough, he was like an artist, you might say. He could work with gold leaf. And gold leaf is a gold, it's a paper thin, it's thinner than paper.
Yeah.
And you have to use a comb to pick it up even. You can't pick it up with your hands, you gotta use a comb. It's like a comb, when the teeth in it are very, very fine, and they're movable, very movable. And they go underneath it and pick it up. And you can pick up a piece of gold leaf and then lay it wherever you want. Then you use a brush to brush it off. And he did that to all the Canadian Pacific Railroad cars, like the sleeping car, the dining car. You've seen that? Well, that was all done in gold leaf. Just the one word, dining car. Canadian Pacific Railroad. And he knew how to do that, so he was set. He got the job, but he was only working 15 days a month. Uh-huh. 2 weeks a month, and the other 2 weeks he was laid off. Like everybody else were gone for good. He was there at least half the time. And then on the other half of the time, he would go and decorate people's houses, inside and out. Paper hanging, anything at all, painting. Mm. Anything at all, and he knew how to do it. And he was smart that way, and I admired him a great deal, my dad, in that respect. In other ways, I didn't, but in that respect, I did. And because one time he drank a lot, but he'd come home drunk every second payday was every 2 weeks. And he could come home dead drunk. One time he parked the car right on the front lawn and thought he was in the driveway. And all the kids were kidding me about my dad, you know, and that hurt me. That hurt me badly. And that's when the war came, and they went away, the war, and they wouldn't take me, because I had rheumatic fever twice when I was a kid. And when they found that out, and they checked on the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto, and they verified it, that he was in hospital for 6 months. And they said, we don't want any part of you, nor does anybody else. He said, you're not going to go. Well, you can listen to it on the radio, but you're not going to go to war on any condition, especially in the Air Force. You get up to 10,000 feet, this man told me when I interviewed him to get into the Air Force. He said, you'd get up to 10,000 feet, and he said, you'd pass out with lack of oxygen. Well, maybe he was true. Maybe I would. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what oxygen had to do with it in those days. But I knew it. I wanted that oxygen. Sometimes it was hard to breathe, knowing what I had, you know.